This Chazor Zeichen Neshe Baruch Hesel Shagav Yom Yehudu Mesechus Chulin Daf Beis Perik Hashoch Kakol Shoichten Perik Rishon Zok the Heilige Mishnah B'Siyata Dishmaya. All may shecht and their shecht and their shechita is valid except for a cheri shechita and cotton because they may ruin the shechita. However, if any of them shechted while others were watching them, the shechita is kosher. Frekt digamar, the Mishnah says all may shecht, which suggests that this is even the chatchila. And then it says and their shechita is valid, is kosher, which suggests that it's only kosher b'diyevit. So how do we understand this? So reflecting more like this, Rav Acha the son of Rav asked Rav Rashi, is it true that whenever it says Hakol means Chatchila, a Mishnah says Hakol Mamirin, all can do Temura, both men and women, that clearly doesn't mean the Chatchila because the Pasuk said it's a lot to do Temura. No, that Mishnah explains itself and immediately says that not that one may do Temura, but it just means that if one does, it's effective and he'll get Malkus. However, in our Mishnah, where there is no further explanation, it would suggest that it's even the Chatchila. Reflecting more, another Mishnah says Hakol, all may make an Erich vow or be the subject of an Erech and vow, and may make a neder or be the subject of a neder. Are we to say that that could be done the chatchila? There are psukim which imply that it's not good for someone to make a neder. So there's also a brayso where a mayor clearly says that one should not make a neder. Yehuda says that it's good to make a neder of harei zu, but not of harei olai. Clearly, then the mission does not mean it's a chatchila, even though it says hakoil. How can you say that Hakol does not suggest the Chatchila? The Braisa says Hakol Chayovim B'Sukkah, Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Those certainly mean the Chatchila. And for tomorrow, when Hakol is followed by Chayovim, it certainly means the Chatchila. However, we're like in our Mishnah, it does not. It's not followed by Chayovim. It does not mean the Chatchila. For tomorrow, Mishnah says Hakol all can do Smicha, both men and women. You can't say that it doesn't mean the Chatchila because the Pasuk says that Smicha should be done. And for tomorrow, Rav Acha said there are times when Hakol means the Chatchila and times when it does not. There's no reason to say that the Hakol in our Mishnah means the Chatchila, and therefore you can't ask your question. Rashi explained, the fact that the Mishnah says, and their shechita is kosher, which implies b'diyevet, it must mean that the hakol is a chatchila, because there would be no reason to twice say that something is kosher only b'diyevet. If so, we have a contradiction between these two statements in the Mishnah. Emphati Gemara, Rabbi Bar Ula, he gives the first of a number of answers to explain the Mishnah we're going to have over here. So Rabbi Ula says, when the Mishnah says Hakol Shoichtin, it means to say that even a tummy person shechting an animal of chulin may do so l'chatchila. In fact, this seems very obvious. What's the chiddush? The cases regarding chulin that was prepared on the level of tahara needed for kodesh, which the Tana of our Mishnah holds, is like kodesh. The Mishnah is saying that he may shech this animal even l'chatchila. He has to be very careful not to touch the meat and make the meat tomei. How would the shechita then be done? They would bring him a very long knife to shech with so that he does not touch the meat. The Mishnah should then be understood as saying like this. A tummy person should not shecht actual kodshim. But if he did, b'di'eved, and says that he's certain that he did not touch the meat, the shechita is kosher. The Mishnah then continues and says, however, a cheresh shechita and kotten should not even shecht a regular chulin animal, even b'di'eved, because we're concerned that they will not do the shechita properly. They will do shehiyah. Let's say they're going to pause during the shechita, hadrasa, they're going to press down the knife instead of cutting with the sharpness of the blade in a slicing motion, or maybe they'll do chalada, which is they'll have the knife covered during the shechita, all dinim, which we'll learn about later on in the Masechta. When the Mishnah then says, if any of them shechted while others were watching them, who does that refer to? Who is that phrase referred to? It can't be referring to the Cheresh Adavikot because we said, then it should say, we just finished talking about them. It should say, if they shechted. It also can't refer to the tummy person who shechted Chulin, which was the subject of the first part of the Mishnah, because we have already said that he may do so even the Chatchila. So how can you say now it's only b'di'evet? It also can't refer to a tummy person who shechted kodesh, because we said that as long as he is certain that he did not touch the meat, it's kosher, even without others watching him. And for the Gemara, rather, it's referring to the case of the Tomei who shechted Kodesh. But the case is that the Shechet is no longer here to ask whether he's certain that he did not touch the meat. In this case, we say that if others saw him shecht and say that he did not touch the meat, the Shechita is kosher as well. For the Gemara asks, this halacha, that if a Tomei person shechts Kodesh, the Shechita is kosher, is already taught in another Mishnah, Masechet Zvachim. So why are we teaching it again over here? And for the Gemara, our Mishnah is the main place that teaches this halacha. The Mishnah Zvachim is teaching regarding other psulim, and therefore adds the case of a Tomei along with them. Now the Teretz, we can also say that the other Mishnah in Zvachim, that's the main place that teaches halacha. Our Mishnah over here teaches it, since it's already teaching the case of a Tomei who shechts chulin. Frek the Gemara, the Tomei person of the Mishnah is Tomei from what? If he himself touched a mace, he's an avatuma, and he should make the knife Tomei as an avatuma as well, which should then make the meat Tomei. Rather, Zok the Gemara, it must be that he became Tomei from touching a sheretz. Another teretz, we can also say that he was Tomei from touching a mace and shechted with a sharpened reed, which is something that is used to that is kosher to be used for shechita, and it's not made of metal, and therefore it does not become Tomei.